percent of Joff is
same
as
mine.
How are you gonna do
wait,
football
is,
and
oh,
Muslim at the same time?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 4IQ. We have a guest today.
Sam,
is Jesus.
We came to a conclusion, didn't we?
Yeah, the conclusion is if we're doing kickboxing, I win. If we're doing MMA, Parham wins.
Or like if you're in the street.
I want to see this.
Yeah. Okay, we do not have six hands.
Maybe you don't, but that's why I'm better than you.
Bro is the guy from.
You can use other than Parham. If you get it hard enough, you can.
Okay.
But that
is too small. Put gloves on my feet.
That still won't be six. That'll be like five.
And then two over here.
I've brought the first topic of the day, supplied by Lucas earlier. It was a fantastic question.
You are
the star batter of a baseball team. Finals in the World Series. Two strikes, one out, and you lose. One home run, and you win. But the pitcher makes a mistake and accidentally throws a Christian baby at you.
Why are we talking about this shitty ass sport called baseball, bro? What are we talking about, buddy?
I
can't give a shit, bro. It's baseball.
I got lost. Like what are you saying?
The pitcher throws a Christian baby at you. Do you hit the baby to win millions?
Honestly,
or do you let the baby?
If you hit the baby, no one would take you to jail because no one's watching the game.
No witnesses.
I'm saying if it's a Protestant baby, I'm hitting it. If it's a Catholic baby, it's gonna.
All babies are atheist.
That is true. They can't choose the religion.
I'll choose it for it.
So you just
now, do you choose
hit a baby?
Protestant baby to hit the baby?
Ooh. See.
You're gonna turn the kid Protestant just to hit it.
Baptize him in the air. That's what I do.
That would make you a Protestant priest.
That's.
Can he transition?
It's called converting.
Okay, what is
I don't know. Would the Catholics even want to touch a Protestant?
Bro,
they want all the Protestants to become Catholics.
They don't
want
to touch Protestants. They don't want. Listen, once you join the Protestant church, there's no going back.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
I convert to Catholic. This
doesn't sound like.
Yeah, no, but it's
is
like.
Is he talking about Scientology? What is he talking about?
I don't know. Which one is which? Which are the Catholics and which ones are the Protestants?
The
really
Protestants, you can get divorced. The Catholics, you can't.
Okay, I think we're all wrong.
Martin Luther King Jr., that black guy, created...
No! You fucking... You're racist.
How is that you racist? Those two guys are two different...
Yeah, no,
different.
He's saying...
One's white, one's
unrelated
black.
Statements. You are racist, and you said that. Those are two unrelated things.
Difference both are wrong, actually.
Shut the fuck
you
up.
Are
you
are racist.
You
were trying
racist.
To figure out a way to slur slurs on the way over here.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay?
You are repeating slurs under your breath, trying to find a way
racist,
to slur.
Buddy.
If saying slurs does not make you racist, then what does?
Huh? Believing that people of a different race are, like, believing
that's
people
true.
To be, like,
got you there.
By their race.
He got
like,
you
just
there.
Just because I say the word doesn't mean anything, buddy.
Yeah, that's true. I 100% agree with that.
You can just say the N-word all you want. You're not racist.
Like, as long as you're not actively
thinking
that.
But I don't care. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think. If you think everyone is equal, but you're like, but you say I hate black people, I'd say you're racist.
But then you're
I don't
wrong.
Care what you
that's
think in
wrong.
Your head.
Yeah,
some guy could say I hate black people in a different language somewhere, right? And you're just interpreting it in the wrong way. It's the meaning behind it, what they're actually thinking in their head that actually matters.
You're taking like theory of knowledge. You can't be talking.
Huh?
Shut the fuck up. Theory
bro,
of knowledge.
Like, this even has nothing to do with that. This is just a basic logical statement.
Yeah,
like,
that's he's true. You're true.
This is not like
I don't care what you think in your head. What matters is your actions and how it affects the world.
Yes. Yep, you're doing racist things. Doesn't mean make you racist.
If you think in your head, all
the problem
people,
that all the kids
in your actions, you
okay,
treat people differently.
Listen,
I'd say you're racist.
Buddy, how
that's
did me saying that slur?
That's true.
Commit any harm to anyone whatsoever?
Do you understand what the basis of slurs are?
Well, I didn't use it against somebody, buddy.
You
as long as I went
it,
like,
but it's still, it's like the point is that it's demeaning. The point of the slur
okay,
is
if
that
I don't
it's
think
an
of it
insult.
As demeaning and it doesn't harm anyone, then it doesn't do anything.
He got you, bro.
We're not saying, like, say it in a vacuum. You're in your vacuum sealed chamber. That's fine. But you can't just because you don't think in your head that you're racist doesn't mean you can't do
no,
racist
it's
things.
Not, you don't
but
think you're
does,
racist.
I'm
it's
saying,
not
does it make
racist
you a racist?
Thoughts.
Yes, and we all have it.
But
what do you mean we all have it?
Yeah, that's true. Parm's right.
But yeah, we all
are
have
you telling me you're not racist? You're projecting. In the slightest?
No, okay. I would say I'm not. I would say I am.
I'm saying I just.
I think the ability to tell the difference between races makes you at some point on some level racist.
Yeah, like you probably made some racial. It's impossible to not at some point. So yeah, you had a racist thought at some point.
It's the idea of implicit bias, right? In society, people are conditioned with, like, generally racist beliefs. There's
I don't think it's even like a type of conditioning. I think like if you like like let's see like even in the wild, right? If like this black guy met this white guy and this white guy met the black guy, the black guy's gonna be like, fuck this white guy. He's not.
I don't think
that.
No. I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong and you're stupid. I think.
Are you stupid? That's how it went when it
happened. They decided then like I hate you because of your skin color and that was it.
Huh?
And the white people have more money, so they took over the black people.
It's the basic idea of self-preservation.
Where's the self-preservation? You say hi. He says hi. Where's the self-preservation there?
Huh? The self-preservation is that you want to be good to the people that are like you.
That's true. It's called
tribalism. Race is a difference.
I'm going to kill you. Race is a difference only like superficially. There's more diversity within race. Race is an artificial construct. It's not like.
That's also true.
Okay, sure, but you understand. We don't see it as an argument, and it's natural that we see it as a thing because it literally shows up. Like, yes, you can go up to some fucking blind guy, and he'll be like, oh, I don't give a shit. But that's...
that's actually a fire take. That's actually a fire take.
Faram, can you please stop fucking backseat driving this?
I'm not backseat driving
you
shit.
No, you just like echo, yeah. Oh, that was a good take. Oh, he got you there,
Oh, I did it for both sides. I'm not backseat.
No...
I'm
just backseat driving two cars, Farhan.
If you are saying both sides,
he's part of this discussion. He's part of this discussion. How is he backseating?
Farhan, what do you
think? That's my whole my thing. Oh, do you think? I feel like we are, evolutionarily speaking, we like the things that are like us, and we don't like the things that are not like us, right? So, and I feel like society just magnifies that implicit bias that we have within us biologically.
The groups of what
I actually just fully agree with Parham there.
Yeah, it's not like it's not like a crazy statement.
It's almost like the person that talks the least thinks the most.
Oh my God.
Elbows!
You've been talking more than me!
Not everything.
Yeah, probably Morbin has the best take. Watch.
In group, out group are definite things.
Okay, buddy.
In group, out group is a definite thing.
I'm just trolling.
Right? You will prefer people who are in the in group, but what is the in group is like an arbitrarily defined.
Exactly.
However, people will visually judge first.
Yeah, but like, if you're racist and you see someone of a different race, you'll be like, oh, they're a different group. If you put on like the hat of your favorite sports team, they'll be like, oh, now they're in my group.
Yes. This is literally the example we got in philosophy.
Yes. You're proving my fucking point. If you're a white guy, okay, in a tribe in Africa, this is like pre-like human civilization era, right? Right? You're a white guy surrounded by black people. You will have some in-group, outside group thing toward the other white people. Think about it.
There's one of you. It's like a completely... If people are like,
wait, are we saying the white guy was like born with
the
black? Well, no,
he got Isekai'd into Africa in the 1200s.
Not 1200s. I'm talking about like 5 million
negative.
In that case, the white guy was black.
Talking about monkeys.
Okay,
he's talking about dinosaurs.
No. Like no, like 5 million PC people.
Orangutan versus monkey.
Okay, also orangutan that was raised by monkeys, but like monkeys more than other orangutans. And society just magnifies that.
Because somehow,
when
you get a bunch of people in a group, it magnifies people's mob mentality.
That's just how it works.
Okay, I do not think that people are inherently racist. I think that inherently you can discriminate between an in-group and an out-group, but I don't think that the in-group and the out-group is necessarily based on race, and I don't think it has to be based on physical
appearance. That's true. That's
it
awful.
Doesn't have to be, but that's the first thing. Once again,
it can be. You can draw a group and then discriminate based on it.
Yes, yes, so, but most of the time, we only go by superficial standards. We only go by looks. Like, how are we supposed to get to know every single fucking person inside whether we're not like them?
That is true.
The first thing you judge someone on, whether you like it or not, is probably their looks. Unless you overhear their voice.
I think you're just projecting. I look at them and I say, blank slate, I am an unbiased, rational individual. I am behind the veil of ignorance. I cannot make any judgments about you.
Lucas, just because you look like Jesus does not mean you're actually fucking Jesus.
I don't know how much of this is actually serious.
The last bit was not.
No, I am not. I am not an unbiased God.
That, yeah, wow. Yes. Oh, hey, Lucas.
I said it. I'm just like you guys.
No.
How did we go from the babies to here?
Yeah.
I like the babies. Fuck? Wait, no, it was
because we were talking about Catholics and Protestants.
No, we were talking about my use of language.
I know. We went from the babies to
the baby.
New topic.
Baby.
Next topic. Listen, everybody.
Oh, what's your thoughts on country music?
I mean,
I got nothing against country music.
Bad. Yeah, what stupid fucking
Wait,
topic?
Didn't
next
you hate
topic.
It? Sam, didn't you hate it?
I've grown to appreciate
country
music.
I have the best
music.
Topic.
Yeah,
that was
it
a
goes
shit
on
topic.
After a while. My parents used to watch Nashville.
If you hate country music, you haven't heard enough country music.
That's true.
I think that's
like you may not like it in the end, but you'll at least be ambivalent.
Yeah. Favorite country artist?
I don't know any country artists.
Then shut the fuck. All your opinions.
Parham's in his country phase.
Who's
that?
They were talking about wearing a
Texas.
Yeah.
I'm listening to one of his songs.
Parham has to get with them when he moves to Texas.
Ooh. What's the chance of that?
What are the chances? Wait, who's
John Denver.
Johnny Cash is good. Dolly Parton is good.
Dolly Parton. I always think of Dolly Parton as pop for some reason, but she's definitely country.
Marty Robbins.
George Strait.
Who? Pop? Isn't pop just popular music?
No.
Pop?
We went over this.
Pop changes over time. Right now, there's a specific genre that pop is, but in the 80s, pop was rock.
Pop was rock?
No.
Yeah.
80s pop music is like Wham.
Yeah, but it's like, what pop age changes
like
over
Abba.
Time, but right now you can still look at a
Abba.
Music and be like, this
Abba.
Is what pop is.
I thought Abba was 70s.
Abba is 70s.
Oh,
70s,
yeah.
80s. Until they broke up and then got divorced.
And then they came back together and made a TikTok album.
Yeah.
Abba literally released an album in the form of
Did
TikTok
they get remarried?
Videos.
All four of them?
Were
they no,
poly? They
just came back together and... they did the thing.
Wait, what do you mean all four of them? Were they a poly?
There were two guys and two women.
They weren't all married to each other.
No.
No.
Okay.
They were
That's illegal.
Diversity loss. This
Oh, no, there's
poly.
A lot of not diverse countries where there's multiple partners in a relationship. Definitely not diverse.
You can have a poly relationship.
This is a good topic to talk about, right? Is poly, okay, would poly be good for society? Would the popularization of polyamorous relationships be good for society?
No, because most people would just use it as an excuse to cheat.
I think
there's a difference between cheating and poly,
I don't think
cheating
is a problem. It's supply and demand, okay?
No, that's good because you open up supply because then you can be married to everyone. What do you mean?
Huh? Okay, no, that's what we're not talking about, right? Because not everyone's going to want to fuck everyone, right? That's just not how life works, right? People want to fuck hotter people, right?
The hot people are going to have a lot of...
It's gonna be cliques. It's gonna be cliques. Everybody gets married to their clique. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm.
I do not want to get married to my clique.
I'm saying.
I set this right now.
I'm saying
football.
I'm saying let's take a look at Africa.
Hold the
okay,
fuck
out. Where did that come from? Okay, continue.
No, I'm looking in Africa. It's a continent. It's in the middle of some oceans. Go on.
Have you guys heard of the Poly Band?
No.
No.
Okay, so it's this stripe of like country, no tribes basically, right? That all like use polyamorous relationships. Though it is different. It is bride buying, which is okay. We have to realize.
No, that's
fucked
up.
That's different. But you have to understand, right? The basis of it will be the same if we implement it in our country. We basically have right now. We basically have communism in the form of like.
Jenny, you're bullshitting. I'm bullshitting.
No. Let's see how we have a state of class society.
He brought up communism. Lucas is interested.
I'm locked in. Like 99% of our relationships are all monogamous. Like
non-monogamous. Yes, like friend groups are all non-monogamous.
Yes,
right?
But all of our sexual relationships, right? Romantic relationships are 99% in our society is all monogamous. And this is like a cultural thing that we have adopted. Like, this isn't like a natural thing. Like, naturally, we're not fucking monogamous. This is a cultural thing that we developed for the point, for the purpose of equal distribution.
No, we did it because some people wrote it in a book. That's why.
Yeah, but they wrote it in the book because they wanted to fucking.
Oh, you know, there were marriages before Abrahamic religions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like.
But they wrote in the
modern,
fucking.
Monogamous relationships have been a thing since like ancient Greece.
Yes, but
yes.
It's not fucking natural. It's not natural.
But I'm saying its prevalence today is because of Abrahamic religions, usually.
I think we just sort of realized this is the best way for society to function.
I don't think it is.
I
don't think there's any.
But there is an issue.
We left a poly ban in Africa, right? Imagine if we had.
I don't think anyone should be forced into a poly.
No, I also don't think it should be banned from a poly. It is fucking like. Okay. Romantic relationships are a fucking. It's a resource. People are resource. Do you agree or not?
I'm not following you. I think you're communicating.
In what form are people a resource?
You are communicating badly. You're communicating badly on purpose so that we will disagree with you, and then you will say what you actually mean, and you'll make us all look like idiots.
Okay. Let's use Parham for example, right? Okay. Parham is the one. Okay.
No bitches, Parham over here.
What? How many bitches do you pull?
Okay, give me someone who pulls a lot of bitches.
Let's just create an imaginary person.
Sam pulls bitches.
Yeah. Stop.
That's too dumb.
I don't want to use. Okay, we need like a realistically amount
of
bitches.
Let's just use
an imaginary
person.
We need like a Pete Davidson, right? Let's say Pete Davidson, right?
Yeah.
Everyone wants to fuck him.
He's
right?
So ugly. How does he pull bitches?
He's ugly and unfunny and a hideous, cringe ass loser ass.
You are just salty.
Okay.
I agree.
No,
up top.
Fucking
no. Pete Davidson is unattractive.
Sam, let's take
Drake.
Okay, hot guy who fucks a lot of girls, right?
Drake.
Right. Let's use Drake for example, right? Let's say Drake here, right? Okay, if we live in a world where polyamorous,
in a poly, you have to be bisexual.
That's a problem.
You don't have to.
That's why I'm not a poly. Yeah.
No, like, if you go one by one.
I think at some even the poly like. The point of a functioning poly is that everybody has to be interested in each other.
But if it's one guy, two girls.
That's really hard because we're not all the same. Yeah. People are more attracted to some other people than some other people. And that creates this.
But like, there should be some base of attraction. Otherwise, I just call that like non-monogamy.
It creates a whole problem of demand, of supply of demand. No, listen.
You liberal ass motherfucker. You neoliberal. Get your neoliberal politics out of
fucking
my fucking
true.
Marriage.
Okay, let's say like Drake here, right? Okay, women would rather fuck Drake 10 times more than rather fuck Parham, right? Let's say this, right?
I don't think so. I think if women knew Parham the same amount they like Drake, they'd be fucking Parham.
Sam, are you okay with this? Let's use Sam as an example, right? That's not even that bad, bro.
That's not that bad, because, like, it's Drake.
It's Drake. You want to fuck Drake 10 times as much? Let's say we have a bunch of Drakes and a bunch of Sams, right, in a society, right? Right. Like, even if...
You're doing high-value, low-value male discourse. You're doing incel discourse right now.
No, this is not incel discourse. Incels have a different...
JD, I think I know what I'm saying. Yeah. Can I communicate it better for you, please?
Say it.
Okay, JD is saying that when a large volume of, like, women will go to one man, there will be a low amount
of
genetic...
90% of women, okay.
There will be a...
It can work the other way, too. It can work for women and men.
There will be a low amount of genetic diversity as it continues.
You're not doing... Okay. You're using eugenics for polyamory.
No! I
know that.
Number two reason, right?
Number two.
This is why we kind of need it. Like, okay, what happens when a bunch of people just either way it works. A bunch of women don't get dick or a bunch of guys don't get pussy. What happens?
They fuck each other. It's great.
Huh? No, but not everyone's. Not everyone wants to fuck everyone.
It creates emotional and hormonal imbalance.
You're missing a perfect. You're making up a perfect fucking world, right? Where like, everyone just wants to fuck everyone.
You're not
going to
change
right?
your
sexuality. That's just not how it works.
This is not Brave New World. You don't get to do any of that. Okay.
We don't get to, like, not, okay, yeah, that'd be great, bro, if everyone just fucked everyone, huh? If everyone just was in love with
everyone,
everyone
is pansexual
like
and
one,
loves each other equally.
Like that one planet from Star Trek.
Yes, but, like, I'm saying in real life, right?
No way there's a Star Trek.
There's a Star Trek planet
where everybody fucks each other.
I'm saying in real life.
That actually doesn't really
life, right? If a bunch of people don't fuck, right? There's just gonna be like, first of all, genetic diversity is a problem. Eugenics isn't that bad. I don't think it's that bad.
Okay,
it
first, no, what you were describing was not.
Second of all,
but eugenics itself is a problem, but it is different than what you were saying.
People are not gonna be happy. This is the main problem, right? Let's just think about this. People will not be happy. The average person will not be more happy if we resort to polyamorous relationships. Like, people can learn to like fuck. Okay. Listen, right. Okay, let's say there's this many hot women, this many hot guys, right?
How can you be this bad at explaining something?
Okay, Parm, let's say like there's like 10,000. Like,
I thought I understood what he was saying.
He doesn't understand.
Like, nobody can understand what you're saying. Like,
they don't need to understand. Okay.
He's going to be the mad scientist in his basement saying, nobody understands me.
The government's after me.
Listen, okay. So basically,
the polyamorous eliminator.
If you have this many fucking hot guys and this many hot girls at different, like, let's say bunch of tens, a bunch of nines, a bunch of eights, all the way down to zero.
Lots
right?
of Parhams.
Right.
The zeros aren't going to date each other, is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying the zeros should date each other. And that's how our society works, and that's what keeps our society stable.
Okay.
So why would it? Why?
I think we need to keep that. I think
it will only
why
stay stable if the ugly people date each other.
This time in groups.
Society will only be stable if zeros date each other.
No, society is stable because zeros date each other.
Because that is the root cause of society's stability.
It's one of the causes. Oh my god.
This is a cause.
I think if we didn't have this, we can like think about this, right? I think if we didn't have this, society would be
you're
much less stable.
You're looking at face value. Think about it harder.
Okay.
Think about it harder.
Yeah. Imagine if you were like. As ugly, like
I'm ugly. I'm like
I agree,
0 to 10.
I agree with JD in the fact that like
I can't say
people dating within their league
is good for society.
It's not just looks, right?
Like, you
have
a bunch of money, bro.
The Adams family, Gomez and Morticia Adams are like the perfect couple of all time. Gomez is like looks wise, not that good. Morticia is like a 10. I don't think that's like an inherent moral degeneracy.
No, but this thing, but though. Lucas,
okay,
this kind of thing in our society is an edge
money.
Case.
Personality and money.
Personality and money.
And your league, right? Your league is consisted of different parts of you, right?
Okay, name me one. We went over this. People who are good looking have great personalities. That's just proven.
No.
Yes, you do. One person.
I agree. This is partially true.
I never met a person that I was like, oh my god, they have a great personality. I would really go raise them up if they had good looks.
Because
for me, it's like.
What if you view the personality differently
because of how they look? What if you view the personality differently because of how they look? What if he says, I hate that person's personality because of how they look?
Or that person has learned to be nice because people naturally around them are nicer to them.
Not meant to point at you, huh?
People naturally around them are nicer to them, so they'll be more likely to be nice to other people.
That's
you are nicer to attractive people. That is just a thing.
Pretty privilege, that's a thing.
Yeah,
that is a thing. And people are nicer when people have been nice to them.
Yeah.
That can be true.
True.
That can be true.
On the majority.
Some people let it go to their heads.
Some people let it go to their heads.
But also, I think it also works the other way, right? When you find someone mentally attractive, right? Like, personality
attractive.
You think they're hotter than they actually are.
Well, no. I don't think there is no objective
hotness.
Yeah,
because overall, they seem more attractive to you, right?
No, but even your looks, like, you get, like, blinded.
There's only hotness within, like, societal norms, I guess.
Societal norms are also extremely subjective.
We should experiment this, right? We should get a bunch of fucking ugly dudes, a bunch of hot people, and then test their personalities and see how it works out.
That's because we are not society. Four men in a basement are not society. Five men.
There's
four
norm.
And a half men in a basement are not society.
Who is the half?
Sam,
who's the half?
What about people who look nice?
I never met a person that looks nice. Sorry.
Like, looks nice. Nah,
you've
no,
just
like,
never met an
looks,
attractive person.
No, looks.
Gay people.
Oh,
looks. Gay people
no,
look
no, Sam,
nice.
I'm saying nice. Like
looks like that nice person.
Gay people.
Maybe like an old lady.
Yeah,
that's just
old,
not.
Old people look
you
nice.
You cannot tell someone's gay if they don't. If
you can. You can't. You
also,
can't because you are straight.
Why are gay people all nice? Gay people are not all nice, buddy.
Yeah.
They're not nice to you, probably.
There is literally a stereotype of bitchy gay man, Lucas. You cannot say they're all nice.
I can't say they're all nice.
Oh, a person that's surrounded... Like, it's just biased. It's just personal bias at this point. Admit it!
Yeah, I'll agree. The people who I like to hang out with is my personal bias. The people who I like to hang out with and how I like to look personal bias by. You got me!
Lucas, work at either Cinemax or McDonald's, you meet the shittiest people of all types.
Yeah. So you get shitty gay people,
Shitty straight people.
Whoa!
Shut the fuck up, JD.
I can't believe that homophobic.
No, I can't believe that people. I can't believe that people are like not decided based on like these like being gay or straight. That doesn't make someone good or bad. I can't believe that. This is a crazy statement we come to.
I think
when you say you are biased, you do not understand how incredibly biased I am. You don't even scratch the surface of my bias. I will just make a decision based on whether or not I like someone, and I'll say I like them, and then doesn't matter how shitty they are, I'll be like, I think they're pretty cool.
Okay. Is this true?
Yes. This is true.
Like, so you
I'm not gonna mention the people,
but
it's true.
Wait, I want to know who the people are.
I will level like genocide.
Tell you later.
Whisper it.
Is genocide be cool? Would genocide be cool?
Okay, this is okay.
Wait. Huh?
What?
Yeah.
Tell me what you guys said.
I told Lucas who the person was I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
We probably won't. But
yeah, it's probably some gay.
I don't think any gay.
It's probably some like
Don't say any
more.
I assume the best of people. I assume people are good people, and then I just go from there.
Have you met a gay person that you didn't like?
Yes.
In a sexual way?
No.
Just as a person.
People who
I know a bisexual person that Lucas isn't the greatest towards.
You're gonna have to whisper me again.
I have.
Oh, true. Yeah, no, there are gay people who I don't really like as much as I. Yeah.
Imagine they were not gay.
Would that affect less? I don't think
like
that.
More?
Probably less.
I love that.
I love that.
That was a great answer.
The admission of guilt. And
it's
to
not,
be fair, for
I'm
the specific person
right.
I was thinking of, Lucas did not know they were gay until,
like,
at the time of disliking them.
Mm. No, unless they're wearing a flag, I'm literally
there's more than that.
There are literally multiple people at our school that just wear pride flags.
Yeah, but they're like the ultra gays.
Yeah, those are ultra gays.
They're not like normal gays. Like,
so they're like the next
is
level.
Wait, what is a tier list.
Yo, you know how much? There's actually tier level. How much of your personality runs out to your sexuality?
It should be a zero. Honestly, it should be around zero.
Yeah, like, no, it cannot. It shouldn't be.
It should be a zero if you're straight.
Your sexuality
is
different from who you like, I think, right?
Huh?
Sexuality is different from who you like, right? It's not like I'm like it's not like my personality can be like
I like women.
No, it's not. That's a bad personality. But a good personality would be I like that woman because of blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Mm.
See.
If your personality is into being like short gay men,
yeah,
that's
way
more interesting than just being gay. Than just
being gay is
no, but the idea, the gay identity was crafted as a response to homophobia. That's how cultural identities are often built
by
exclusion
resistance.
From another group by resistance.
Yeah, but after a while, it gets boring.
Maybe in like 200 years, we'll be done.
Parham's just bored with gay men.
How about you guys
like,
get rid of
gayness? Well, gay men are the best group of gay people.
Gay what?
No, gay what?
He said gay men are the best group. That's because you want to fuck them, Parham.
Gay people are objectively hotter than straight people.
No.
Says.
I'm not answering this question. I mean, where are you talking about this? I think the reason most men like gay men, right, are cool with gay men, right?
They don't see them as competition.
Yeah, exactly,
no.
Right? Your competition's got half, right? Because they fuck another guy.
And they like the attention. They like
guy.
This brings me to my point. Sexuality should not be determined on what gender you are. It should be what gender you like.
Straight men
and lesbians should have the same sexuality.
That is how... That's,
yeah, they're both
it's called
all gay.
Homo? Homo? Sexuality.
That's it.
What?
Wait, bro, say
straight men are
idiot.
And lesbians.
Oh, I thought you said gay men. Oh, my
no,
bad, my bad,
straight
bad.
Men
wait.
And lesbians.
Well,
there's a word for it. There's a word for it.
There's
a word.
There's a word for likes women. What?
There's a
Torek is liking men. Sapphic is liking women. I know this.
What's the word for liking women?
Sapphic. That's not real. That's not a real word. It's sapphic.
Watch it.
Say the word, buddy.
Say the word,
Byron.
I can't say it.
Oh my god.
Gynosexual.
It's probably gyno.
Gynosexual.
It's like gynecologist.
Oh, that.
No, they probably come from the same root word.
Yeah.
I just say
sapphic. I think that's a better word.
That is a better word.
Gynosexual is so much cooler.
Sapphic is Sappho. Sapphic is based off of the woman Sapphos of Lesbos. Like you
that's why they're called
remember,
lesbians.
Oh yeah, I got a lecture from you a certain lesbian for like 2 hours.
which lesbian?
You haven't met her.
We don't want. They should never meet.
I wish they could never meet. I will organize.
Sam, who are you talking about?
Sophie.
Oh.
They cannot meet.
Shout out to Sophie who listened to our last episode.
They cannot. You guys cannot meet. Like, you're
one loyal listener.
Yeah, I posted the episode and she sent me her, like, her 3x3.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll look at that later.
Is this gay pornos? No, it's lesbian pornos.
Most lesbian porn is consumed by skirt.
Yes, that's a fact.
Wait, no, how much do women consume porn? We need some data.
JD, go look it up.
No, JD, you have that tab open. I don't.
I'm surprised you don't know this. Okay, like, off heart.
That is true.
Honestly, I think based on my estimation, right?
30%.
Huh? 30%?
I'd say 20.
No, I think it's around 30 to 40. I think the problem is closer. I think it's more than we think.
11%.
But no, actually, fine. You know,
11%.
Okay.
11% of women have reported watching pornography.
Okay, how many people? What percentage of people watch porn are women?
Okay, women watch a decent amount of porn. A decent amount of women watch porn, but there's not as many, like, fucking, like, gooners who, like, jerk off 20 hours a day.
There's less female porn addicts.
Yeah, exactly. There's not some fucking Dylan coming
all day.
I think more women read porn is made than watch
men.
Porn.
Okay, this is like because you're a fucking gay ass motherfucking friend.
Yeah, because
most of the consumer is porn. What the fuck is that?
This
is your own personal bias from.
This might be my own personal bias.
Around you're like a group of weird motherfuckers.
Shade of gay, not porn.
This is true.
It's 50 shades of gay porn.
50 Shades of Grey. What is porn?
Parts of 50 Shades of Grey.
No, I feel like the books are porn, but the movies are not.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like if you can jerk, off to it? Like, I feel like you can jerk off to all this stuff.
JD, if you go far enough, you can jerk off to anything.
I mean, you can just think of something else, right?
But, yes.
Okay, what can you think of? Okay, but what can you think of that? What's the worst thing that you can think of and jerk off to?
That's not a good podcast topic.
No, we're not talking about that. Because that's really think hard.
Like, if you take this ball and you imagine this ball all day, can you jerk off?
No.
Yes.
Then I will not be thinking about the ball.
Parm could do it to the mirror.
But what's that about the man's ball?
Could and did are different ones.
And which one better?
This mirror specifically?
No. We're not going to go there.
What?
Where would you go? Like bathroom, living room, bedroom?
Imagine if I wanted to jerk off to a mirror. Okay, this was my life goal. Okay, what's the best way? What's the best mirror to use?
A full body mirror in the bedroom.
The mirror from Harm. The one that makes
how many,
you look
how many which people have
you,
a,
which part of you?
The mirror in Harry Potter that shows you what you most want to see.
Yo,
no, Parham, what are you? What kind of gay are you? Depends.
That's not being gay.
Parham's a bear.
Which part of your body do you find the most attractive?
Okay, jerking off to yourself is not gay.
Parma, what? Okay, kill yourself. What part of your body is most attractive?
I love the fact that JD just slipped a kill yourself in there while getting mad at Parham.
Okay,
is jerking off gay?
Which part is you find you attractive?
I don't know. I have to find the people.
If I did a mirror, like, you know the mirrors that go to the side and look at your asshole, can you jerk off that to that?
I have not done this. For the record.
This is coming out of JD's mind.
No, it's an idea of what I think Parham does. It's not his fault. It's not my fault. Or it's kind of my
That's
fault.
Your fault.
It's kind of your fault.
It's just what I think Parham does. But it's based on the image he's created, I think.
I'd imagine that you guys created. Fuck you guys. No. I think it's a myth that the haters and the non-believers created
is crazy.
That I'm some egotistical maniac.
That's your own myth. That's the one you created.
No.
You put yourself in second place on the tier
list. No, you guys convinced me. You guys...
You tried to put yourself in first place.
Because I'm competitive. Because I'm the number one. But I thought about it. This is not a list that you want to be number one. And I
he couldn't take being second place in the Eagles.
Understand this.
Sam, are we going to drop it someday? We have to drop it one day.
What?
When we graduate high school, we have to drop it the way we graduate
the Eagle list.
Okay, no. After a while, that earns
it. We need to reconfigure it before we drop it.
Yeah.
I think now.
Grade 12.
Huh?
Grade 12.
In grade 12, we need to reconfigure it.
Yeah.
I still think
That part's probably still true.
Maybe
there's someone who's moving to number two. Parham is not that bad.
Number one probably still stays. I don't think I'm number three anymore.
I don't know, Parham. You might move, Loki.
I might actually move down to the 50th place.
Number one probably stays. Like, based
okay.
on how I feel.
All right, new topic. Would you rather?
Oh, don't.
This is
Parham's
job.
That's my thing.
I'm the guest.
Keep going.
No,
I'm
let's
the guest.
Hear it. Let's hear it.
Would you rather every time you walk into a room, everybody hates you? They despise you. They hate your guts.
So imagine being JD.
Oh, no,
shut up.
I would run into the
shut
room.
Shut up, JD.
I would run into the room or crawl into a room. Run or crawl into a room.
That counts. Everybody
every enter
you
a room.
Up. But you're also really hot. You're really smart. You're really hot. You're really fit.
Really
all
hot
that.
Again.
But people hate you anyways.
Well, fuck the
they
haters.
Despise you. But or you have no bones.
No bones.
But everybody loves you. But everybody
what
loves
about
you.
About that bone?
I.
That's not a bone.
So what I have it still.
For me, it's
you would.
that one's cool. I don't know. As long as I don't lose my dick, I'm cool.
What? No bones. You die. You.
Justin, you know
you're
just dead. You're just dead. You don't. You don't make new blood.
Like they love you. Everybody loves you.
But you live like 6 years.
Let's look at both sides here.
You live like 7 years because all of your blood cells die.
No, I think that both sides have a point.
No, you don't.
No, are you stupid? No, I would. Okay, I would do.
You die. You have no bone. You die.
But on the other side, everybody hates you. Maybe they kill you.
But you
no,
don't live past
side,
the age
no,
of
no.
eight.
Sam, listen, right? The other side would be so fun, right? The first side, right? You could just like spend your life planning how to murder as many people.
This
as
is coping. This is fucking coping.
That's
right here.
JD,
no,
everybody
no,
already
listen.
Hates me, so now I'm just hot.
Listen, you're super rich and you're super
it's
hot. Who gives a fuck about the haters?
Huh?
What'd
you say? You're so rich and you're so hot.
You
doesn't
matter.
Are you really
smart? You are
rich?
Yeah, he said rich, smart, hot. You actually, you are rich and hot and you are rich and smart enough to build robots that can be your friends.
Sam, stay away, Sam. I got you, bro. Stay in the room that you were born in for the rest of your life.
So be hospitalized for life.
Yeah, but you're so hot, everyone just and you have the bridge, right? So you're just chilling. Just
wait, what?
Oh yeah, so everyone enters
the room
for you.
Wait, hold up.
Break down walls.
Hold up.
Guys.
It said if you enter a room, people hate you. What if people enter the room you're in?
Oh,
that's
what
you're
hate
that's
you.
The same thing I just said. That's the exact same thing I said.
Yeah,
but
no, you don't have to be in a hospital though. Let's
no,
say
yes, you do.
No. Let's say I'm in here
find
and
room,
then
no
you guys it. Walk in.
No, but you still entered. Initially, you still entered it.
No, but they weren't in
but
while I entered
in.
Oh, that's fine.
And when you enter, the people inside.
And if you can make a good impression on these people. And then they leave the room, and then you walk into a room with
they
them in
you.
It.
They hate you. They hate you.
Damn.
They hate your guts.
What if
they?
What
worst
if they?
Would you rather? Do you rather die or be handsome? I would hate you.
This is easy, bro. Everyone choose the first.
No, but everybody loves you. Everybody loves you when you have.
Shut your mouth.
But you're dead.
Yeah.
You are dead before you get
on this podcast, bro.
Parham, can you give us a good would you rather?
See, when in doubt, you go to me.
Give a real fucking truth or dare, buddy. What's the real one? Let's
I'm
give it.
Opening
a
Reddit.
Huh?
Wait.
Opening Reddit.
Hang on a second.
Bro, we're just gonna be working just to fucking hear porn, bro.
Would you
my
rather?
My porn is so clean.
No way. Parham's Reddit is crazy. He was looking at Reddit with not safe for work blurring turned off in physics class.
And
that's
nobody said anything.
Nothing was happening. Nothing was on his screen. Like.
No, but that's what I do normally, except there's actual porn there. No one cares.
And then he shows it to me in physics class.
Like, who cares? Like, Sam, who's gonna
moment
go out their way to
hit it? Oh, okay. Okay, Sam.
What's Sam?
I don't know what that.
It's a hint.
Yeah, you know what?
It
do
was
that.
Gay porn. Sorry.
You showed me someone's dick.
Oh, that was Drake's dick, though. That was different.
No. That
oh,
wasn't PE.
Everybody and their mom seen Drake's dick.
Oh, no. Have you seen that? No, have you seen that?
I have
not. No, the other one tried to win the bad thing that showed you. Like, the girl getting the.
Aren't you gay?
I don't want to just look at a man's dick. I don't care.
Like,
what do you mean?
Like,
well, I'm
like,
gay. I'm just like, oh, what's going on down there?
Like, what is that?
Did you see women and you're like, oh,
that
I just want to look at
probably
pussy.
Like the girl?
No.
Remember the girl
see,
with, the,
like
with the knife?
Why would I care?
Pussy?
But if Drake
oh.
I'm like, I gotta look at
why'd you remind me of that? Why'd you remind me of that shit?
My validation is not coming looking at
the
pussy.
That's facts.
What
yeah.
the fuck,
but
JD?
No.
If your dick is not
nice.
Drake,
Justin, you know how long it took me to repress
care,
that memory.
I love how you're so. Why are you so fucking nonchalant about this? Like, actually.
It's one of the
Pahem, good would you rather, please.
You want me to save you?
Yes.
Oh yeah, no, this is perfect. Would you rather have a knife stuck up your dick, right?
I will shoot myself.
Or, right? Or you get like impaled like in the 1400s, where like they would like impale you in a way where you don't actually die, right? So you just like
Do I get to take it out after a time?
No, you just like die in like a week. Like they just have you on the pole, right?
Knife on the dick.
Knife in the dick. In the dick.
I'm surviving. I'm going to the hospital. I'm living.
No, you.
I'm living.
No, but there's all pain.
But you're gonna have no dick.
But there's twisting. No,
what's the life if you have no dick?
No, no,
that's
missing
the life of my dick. That's missing the life. I'm passing
Parm.
Out.
That's what gender transformation surgery is for.
That's yeah. No, Parm. You can you can like twist it. It's twistable. Like they're gonna twist it and it's gonna do as much pain as possible.
The old dick twist.
Yeah, the old dick twist is nuts.
I think I just passed out from the pain.
Yeah, that might work, you know. But then with their, they have you hopped on crazy meds, so you can't hop. So you can't.
Are they like after some time do I get the?
Or they hop you on enough
dick.
Meds that it doesn't hurt anymore.
Bro,
and you're just in like morphine paralysis.
This is
the root of this question is how much torture would you want to just die immediately?
Yeah, do you want torture or die immediately?
Right now, okay. Right now, I say I take the knife from the dick. The moment the knife goes in there, I'm like, why didn't I just die? And then
exactly.
Like a year after that, I'm like, I'm so glad I took the knife from my dick. That's how it works.
So then over time, it's still good to take the knife in the dick. Guys, we agree. Knife on the dick, everyone. Knife in the dick.
Shut the fuck up about knives.
Okay, I'll get the knife.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Nice one. Who wants to say next? Would you rather? Parm, you got it. Right?
Not JD.
I did enough. Would you rather for like 6 podcasts? Okay, like.
Yes, and why do you think we're asking you to do more?
Cause I'm dry.
He's dry. His dick is dry.
No.
You mean like you're you're off porn.
No.
Okay. Then what do you mean by you're dry?
I'm dry out of.
I looked up. Would you rather? All of these suck.
Oh, wait, I can't show you the girl again.
No.
No. Not the.
No.
No. Different, right?
No.
Wait, what's your take on this? There's this girl. No, not that one. Fuck you.
JD.
Okay, well, stop. Okay, the girl who pisses on the gym floor every time she deadlifts. Have you guys seen this?
Oh, that one.
No.
You didn't show me.
Do you think that's fine?
No. Gym pisser. The problem is that your disability is causing other people.
Okay, but they're saying it's
is
not
it a
disability.
Is it a disability or is
okay,
it a tactic to
right?
Lift
right.
harder?
It's just not.
Exactly. I'm saying you just wear the diaper. Like, what is wrong?
Wear the diaper. Who cares?
Exactly.
Easy life.
Okay. Next one.
That's the name of the
next topic.
Yeah.
Oh, who's gonna
win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
See, my prediction is too good. I think it's gonna be rigged. And then the
Super Bowl is 49ers Chiefs, right?
Yes.
49ers.
Rigged. It's rigged, Sam.
Which one has
Taylor Swift? You can hope as hard as you can. 49ers. It's gonna be the Chiefs.
It's gonna be the
Chiefs.
It's gonna be the Chiefs. For
we
Taylor
cannot
Swift.
Let Taylor Swift down like that.
And then Taylor Swift, and
I'm calling
Travis Kelce gonna go. Travis Kelce is
it.
Gonna be like, after he wins the
yeah,
game.
You know how much
the 49ers are gonna let
no.
him. The game is rigged. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah,
she
yes,
says no and makes a new album
Kelce.
About it.
Oh yeah, yes, girl. Oh yeah.
You know how many minutes she's on every game?
How many minutes? 30.
Like
15 seconds.
What?
15 seconds.
What do you mean
on? I think Taylor Swift has gotten more, like,
I think Taylor
has
Swift is more important than
if Taylor Swift was, like, an NFL player, she would have, like, be in, like, the top 50% of screen time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, because they take a big wide shot. Of the
other than discounting the wide shots.
Okay, no.
Like,
they always do the quarterbacks.
Shots.
No, and we're discounting.
Every
like,
single time, they zoom to the quarterback's face.
Like,
and we're discounting.
Like,
yeah, but I think she'd be in the top 50%. She'd be above, like, she'd be above all the players that get, like, no screen time.
Well,
no.
They get no play time!
Sam,
so why would
like, who are you? How good is Taylor Swift in this situation?
No, like...
50 percentile.
No, I mean, all the shots of Taylor Swift in the stands cheering on Travis Kelce.
Is like,
more than
I think it's more screen time than the 50 percentile.
Okay, 50 percentile. Yeah, Parham's right. There's so many training players, practice players, that doesn't... That
yeah,
right.
like, if you don't get big...
There's, like, hell players who just don't... Aren't in the
you know,
game
there's
at
53,
all.
52 or 53 people on a roster.
Yeah, and they all get rings. That's crazy.
No.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
100 people get a ring when someone wins.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
the staff.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's a team effort, JD.
Fucking hell, bro. I'll go there and suck.
You need
I'll
to understand team sports.
I'll suck my home's dick and then he'll give me a ring, I bet.
No. He has a wife.
So?
She'll wring your neck.
Huh? I think I can take her. I think I can take her.
No, you.
Well, we
you cannot take your husband. I beg you.
You can't take her.
I am taking her husband.
I don't think you can take that one either. We'll see.
Oh yeah, fuck. Okay. Oh yeah, this is perfect. Dick would kill someone like this big.
Yes.
Like this size of the girth.
No.
We had this guy
for the people that are listening to this audio. That's like 3 inches.
No, just tell them it's a standard 45-pound barbell where the plate is put on.
Yes. That would not kill someone.
That would kill someone.
Okay.
All the way through. Yes.
No,
no, it's here. Just here.
We're saying that width.
All the way.
That
there?
Width. Here. No, we're saying the
no,
width.
Part,
the width.
Part.
Like just the width.
It
is, like,
have you ever
no,
not,
have you looked at anal ever?
What?
Jenny, we're gonna end the conversation right there. Next episode.
Okay. So how many anal videos have you watched?
None.
I don't know. I don't remember.
You can stretch a real big.
Yeah, that's true.
Like most guys with huge dicks, they just fuck their girls in the
yeah,
ass.
You can fit like 3 cats in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
you just, they
that's
just fuck
not
girls in the ass.
Also,
that's smaller than
also,
that.
three raccoons.
Three raccoons.
No, like it's like 1.85 or 1.75.
Who cares? How many raccoons?
Let's argue.
I think
about
the
how
question,
many
I think
you,
the question you need to ask is why are there a bunch of raccoons shoved up your ass?
Jenny's like, there's not enough.
There's not enough raccoons in my ass.
Yeah, you can stick one in and stab the other one sticking out, their tail sticking out or something.
This is a crazy comment to make. Okay, see, that's what happens, Sam, when you don't have topics.
Yes, Sam, let's have some topics. I'll actually get some for you guys. I got you.
Oh,
okay.
He's going to say Tucker Carlson.
No, I got you. I already watched the whole thing. It wasn't that interesting because Putin is just... That's not that fun.
Trying to pick which old white male that runs the world.
The guy's chilling. Taylor Swift leaks guy is chilling.
I don't give a fuck about the Taylor Swift sticker. That's the last thing I want to talk about, JD.
Okay, we'll find something for you. Just for you.
What are your thoughts on Javier Milei?
Huh?
The Chainsaw Man.
Argentinian guy.
He's kind of funny.
I think he's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, next topic.
Lucas, what's your opinion on Javier Milei?
Boo.
Why? Elaborate.
Our in-house communist shit. Likes a right-wing guy. Does not like a right-wing dude.
I would like you to elaborate on why his
he's
politics
say,
of replacing people in the government
the
that serve no purpose.
Shit that he's gonna say,
like
what?
The Department of Sanitation or whatever.
It's not that he's firing everybody in the Department of Sanitation. He's firing everybody that you don't need in the Department of Sanitation.
More money can go to schools.
So more money can go to schools.
Is that what he's saying?
He's not saying the schools part.
He's saying let's also not fund those, and also let's not fund the schools.
I don't know about the schools. No politician ever says this.
No any politician that would say like stop funding the schools would have pitchforks at their door. Like
no politician will become the president by saying that. So
he wants to privatize the bank, the Ministry of Health, and the science agency.
I disagree with all of those, personally.
What should we privatize?
Nothing.
Shut up.
Huh?
Shut up.
Shop?
Shut up.
I think he said something about like schools are too woke. I'm sure.
Of course he said. It's Mexican. I don't even know what Argentinian school. How can they be woke, bro?
Yeah,
what
I bet they're like.
They're not woke, buddy.
You know,
I can promise you.
No, he was like socialism. It's like everywhere is socialist, but not like traditional socialism. Socialism is when the government does something, and that's everywhere.
Wow, so scary, guys.
They're gonna kill us.
No, I feel
no.
like
what, or I mean,
it's going to fall on the microphone.
How?
Probably not. Because you're so.
On me.
Hey,
fuck you.
Sam, are you the microphone? Are you the microphone?
No, not gonna lie. A lot of things. What should be? Maybe mining. I think government.
Mining should be private.
Yeah.
Like the industry with like some of the most exploitation in the
do
world.
You guys think we should?
I think governments being in charge of mining will not make it less exploitive.
Okay, what about?
Think it will.
What about sex work, guys? I'm talking about like a prostitution.
You know,
I think prostitution
still
should be
make
legal.
Money.
I know it should be legal, but like,
are you stupid? They will stick. Government will still make money.
Government.
I think it's a lot easier.
Government
money
like
money
overseeing prostitution.
Like, yeah, we're not.
That would be good
giving
as many children
less risk
cancer in like whatever third world country we're using.
You could. It would actually be easier to hold people legally accountable for what they do to prostitutes.
Guess who runs the
prostitutes?
Guess who runs the mines there?
Canada does, or Canadian companies. What do you think? Who do you think owns the mines in third world countries? Do you think it's the government?
They pay the money to the government to use the lands.
They yeah They
pay significant amount to the government, and they pay significant amount to taxes.
Not nearly as much.
Significant amounts for the four poor-ass fucking country.
Yeah.
Like, significant amount for the government, which isn't that much, and it's nothing compared to the amount of damage they're doing through externalities.
And the government, the corruption is so much, it just eats all the money. Like.
And also, Canadian mines have the highest ESG score on average in the entire world, out of literally any other country.
Yeah, what's ESG?
Environmental and social governance. It's like a score that's given on how ethical.
And do you know how the score is given?
No, I don't actually.
Yeah, I don't trust this.
I will look that up. I don't know.
Also, in Canada, we're talking about outside of Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean the Canadian mines in other
countries.
Most
of the mines are incredibly unethical and there's zero regulations.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty hard to measure like how ethical that shit is.
You know what I do think should be?
Yeah, you look at it and say, oh, there's children working in those mines. They aren't ethical.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
You can factor in the wage of
Wait, do you think I'm gonna argue against that?
Well, you say it, you agree with them in the most argumentative way.
Okay.
You're like JD, like that ass.
Ah, No. Don't compare. I don't think JD wants you to compare us either.
We shouldn't compare in any way.
We are different.
Individual.
Yes,
respect your individualism, Parham.
It's evaluated, but ESG score is given by the UN based on carbon footprint,
like
energy efficiency,
that, like,
labor practices, and
like
corporate governance.
Okay.
Like it's like
what
say
you doing?
Segregation.
I,
that people would say.
Well,
I don't have Fortnite.
By equal.
That's crazy. Okay, I'm just checking.
I have the Epic Game Launcher to have Unreal Engine.
I know.
I think oil should be nationalized.
Yeah.
Oil?
Oil.
Sure. Oh,
you know why?
Yeah.
Because there's less working intensive.
I think it might depend on the country.
No.
No?
Maybe what? Here's the thing, it's a dilemma.
You said it's less working.
See,
intensive.
See,
I think it
oil,
doesn't matter if it's like a country like.
Countries, but it's a dilemma. Because countries controlling oil mines is the number one cause of dictatorships in the world.
Sure. I agree.
That's
100%.
Because
those countries are like, how to say, there's only one resource and they just all control it.
So the government would then reinvest in the people.
The government can then just exploit the people.
No, here's the thing.
Yeah.
People, they want to tax us, right? And how do they tax us? They fund schools, so become smart, we produce shit, and then they tax the production, right? But if you don't need to do that, you just pump the oil out and pipe.
You don't need to fund schools.
Yeah.
How is privatizing the oil gonna help with that?
I don't think she should.
If one day I just
I think the
like,
one thing that should be
public
country. Like
we're
like nationalized oil is like the cause of dictatorships.
I don't think it should be.
Well, okay, why did he mention that? Now
so even in like third world
countries,
it's reporting.
I'm not gonna do it anytime soon. Like one day when you don't expect it.
It's like a really thin line that should be walked.
If he learns how to turn it off.
No, I'm just
like,
saying,
I think
unplugging.
In Canada, if you privatize it, it's not like Canada's going to be
more
like
on up budget. Are you retarded?
We'll notice it.
But we make enough money.
Yeah, but you're not going to.
The companies pay like for a lease of land.
You just aren't. And
paying
if you are, that means you're paying attention to this. That means you're wasting your energy. I'm looking at this. And I
don't
want everyone.
We can't search the numbers. But
the government
makes decent money.
Makes enough. Like, they're selling the land at whatever price they want.
They're not selling it. They give the right to use it.
Yeah, it's like permits.
Once again, they give the right to use it. But what are you going to use X oil sands for? Like, what are you going to use them for after they've been mined?
You know, there's so much oil, right?
Yeah.
It's
like a rinse.
Okay, but theoretically, if the oil dries out
by that time, we won't need it.
But then what do you do with the land? Because like,
they will stop renting it out. When the oil,
yeah,
when
but that is shit land. That is shit land there.
No.
They build houses on that land. Like,
it is not a good place to live.
No,
where?
Oil
like,
sand.
And
where?
And
oil,
like
you build
an
oil.
Canada,
it
is.
Dubai,
but
mining it.
Oil
sand.
Any
country, no, like any, like a country leases out
like
part of its
land
to oil drillers. And when the oil dries up, what happens to the land?
If you're like doing oil and doing fracking, that is causing damage to the land.
It's just land.
Oh, fracking, yeah. Fracking does.
Like mining for oil is going to cause damage to the land. Is what I'm saying.
Sure.
That's just not true.
No,
depends on how where the oil.
Do
you think back in the day when they did discover oil like in the Middle East, they did fracking to get oil from the, in the Middle East?
Do you
East?
Think they're like?
They literally
what the fuck are you saying? Who cares?
So so not all oil wells use fracking.
Yeah, no, I get that. I'm saying that oil mining is causing damage to the
what
environment.
What damage does oil mining do
you
to the land?
You
to
dig
the
it down,
about,
like,
you,
the it, it's so easy to find. There's so much of it.
There when that caused some structural...
It could cause
saying?
Size. What is
by these
saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Us existing would somehow... like, agriculture... Like,
he's saying that, like, when all, when there's no more oil under the land, there's, like, a big empty space.
You know, by the time the oil is right... runs out, we don't need the oil anymore.
Right.
There's so much of it.
Well,
like,
we probably won't need it before
there's
it
not,
runs out.
There's not, like, so
this
much.
Is a myth that you run out of oil. You don't run out of oil. There's so much of it, by the time you
how
run out of it...
How much oil do we have?
There's so much of it that when you run out of it, you don't need it anymore.
Parm, do you need oil
this
on...
is a myth that, like...
Parm,
like,
do you know the oil on other planets? No, right? Because it's only created from our, like, fucking,
From, like, fucking...
It, from organic life.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
No,
well,
from...
I think it would be on a planet that...
Can't
support
it.
Organic
life. What if we find a way to just like
all this CH?
If we find oil on other planets, have we technically just like
also
verified that aliens exist?
Also, oil does not have like a chemical equation. That's just not true.
It's different. There's different types.
Yeah, there's different.
Yeah.
No, is that, okay,
you know all this. Okay, this is chemistry. I know it's boring. All the CH ones are all like from oil.
Yeah.
So CH4, like, I don't think that's a thing. But
Palm, were you on your chemistry test? I'm joking.
Okay, look at the color of my skin, bro.
Oh, yeah. Nah. It didn't hit you this time. Sam, this doesn't matter, right? Okay, listen. I think... if one day we are able to make oil from organic life, like... We are
it won't be an efficient process.
What about biofuel?
Biofuel's kind
of
gay.
We literally cannot make more oil because the conditions of plant...
We also need time.
Yeah,
it takes too long.
Time?
Not
also,
anymore.
Not the need. We have enough oil in the world to... How was... Like,
we have enough oil in the world to last until we solve nuclear fusion.
And a little bit more. Like, you can't search it. Like,
I didn't hit anything.
No.
This, like, before there was climate change, you were like, we need ulterior motive. So when the oil runs out, we have that. But that's not true. We need other forms for climate change. Like, that's how you look at it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that's the only discovered oil. There's undiscovered oil.
How much undiscovered oil do you think there is?
Probably quite a bit.
Yeah, but when people are doing estimates of oil, they're not saying, oh, here's everywhere we have drilled and found oil. They're saying,
listen,
on average, it's probably going to be this much oil.
We do not know
look
shit.
Look at the oil fields.
Lucas, we don't know shit. There's so much undiscovered space. Like, we actually have so little, like,
of
the Earth.
We haven't looked at the core of the Earth. We haven't
Imagine
we haven't looked at...
The
ocean is less explored than outer space, Lucas.
There's nothing in the ocean. There's nothing in the ocean. There is nothing in the ocean.
How do you
know
this?
What is an oil rig for?
Yeah.
To drill.
No. I'm not talking about like oil. I'm just talking about like the sound. Like 70% of the oceans haven't been explored. Like 99% of the ocean is empty and there's nothing there.
Yes.
Are you stupid?
But
there's
under
more
that
life
ocean,
in the ocean,
there's more life in the ocean than on land.
And like 90% of that life is in like a coral reef.
That's true. But under that coral reef,
there's more diverse. There's more diverse life.
But under the coral reef is oil.
No, Sam. There's more diverse.
There is. There's definitely more diversity.
If we're counting plankton, if we're counting algae.
Yes.
What are we counting on Earth, buddy? Like, should we count
the
ant? Like,
just the humans. And I know just certain times.
Okay. Okay. I agree. You understand? There
just
are
the
more humans
race, huh?
On land than there are on water. I agree with you.
All right.
We found
the
point.
Atlantis.
Oh shit.
Oh.
Wait, are the humans like half of them are like legs, like have like goofy like body parts?
Atlanteans are just ancient Greeks, my guy.
No, half of them have like in like.
They are mermaids though.
In like aqua. Okay. They're mermaids.
That's
yeah.
Or they're merman.
Merman and mermaid.
We should do more genetic experiments. Really, we don't do that.
Mer person, Parham.
Sam, we should do like.
Fuck off.
Mer.
I was just gonna make that, but I was gonna make it a snarky, sarcastic voice to make fun of you, and you ruined it.
Wow.
Mer-day is crazy.
We should do more genetic experiments to make like mermaids and shit. Like, why weren't we so not open to taking risks
because
in genetic experiments?
There was that one scientist in China who made like the kids that were resistant
wait.
To diseases.
Like only people love complaining about MK Ultra, but like come on, think about it. With it, we had some really good stuff come out of that.
We literally did not. You cannot mind control people. They found that out and they kept doing it.
For fun.
Literally just for fun.
Just for kicks.
Just for whatever ego trip the guy was gone.
Yeah, I respect that guy, bro.
Oh, I have this. Come on.
It was just for goofs, guys.
Okay, but I think we should look at genetic experiments. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit.
Yeah, what's the best human, huh?
Yeah, let's just
6 foot tall, white,
This is not true.
What?
You're just describing me.
What, like?
Yeah, we don't want. Sorry, no offense.
What's the best male? I said.
Male.
What, finding the perfect stats for a human.
Yeah.
Min max human stats.
It's probably like, you guys know Warhammer? You guys know Warhammer?
I know of Warhammer.
No, but I will when Henry Cavill does it.
Shut your bitch ass up. That's not.
You know, I know that, like, the leader of humans is like Jesus and all Buddha. He's all like the leader of humans. That's all.
Watch that. I told you, watch the anime. That's Jesus X Buddha.
That's actually kind of sick. Wait, what's it called?
It's called
Jesus X Buddha.
It's really good.
That's another part of JD. He watched more anime.
I think JD's consumed more media than the four of us combined.
I don't consume much media.
You read books.
Yeah, no. If we're talking about books, I read
every book you've read, every movie you've watched, every D&D campaign you've played.
If we are talking depth of media, I think I blow you all out of the water.
What's the depth of media?
What's the
pretentious books? Pretentious books.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're talking about. Pretentious books aren't even real, bro. You read them to feel like you know.
War and Peace is a good ass book. It is a.
It's just a feeling, it's deep. It's not
Plato's Republic.
I didn't even analyze it to see what it's deep. I just tell the story.
Plato's Republic, you can't get deeper than that.
Like, literally at the end of, like, War and Peace, one of the guy dies because he's too evil.
A bunch of philosophers that came after Plato would disagree with you.
No, but it's so...
A lot of them would also agree with you.
That's true.
The books I do read, they're pretty deep, though. Sophie's World, that's a pretty pretentious book.
That's pretty good.
I do want to read that
book. Listen to deep music?
No, I listen to rock and roll. I guess, is Pink Floyd deep music?
You listen to the Tragically Hip.
Pink Floyd's
pretty deep.
It can be deep.
You need to really think hard.
Yeah, when they go,
how hard you?
That's my favorite part of Pink Floyd.
Like, their most famous out, the like, Another Brick in the Wall is their most popular.
I don't
and
like Another Brick
I
in the
didn't
Wall.
Hit the
I
ca- love Another Brick in the Wall.
That's
Dark
like a
Side
one
of the Moon. Dark Side of the Moon is better.
You didn't hit the mic.
That's a good song, but not even close.
You didn't hit the mic.
Dark Side of the Moon is an album.
No.
The Wall is
Oh shit,
album.
I hit the mic.
The Wall is
oh, Sam.
The Wall.
The Wall is also a
Sam.
Movie. Yes, I see the audio spike from you hitting the microphone.
Listen, one Another Brick in the Wall song is enough. They didn't need to make three.
There's three? I thought there was only two.
There's two. It's
but
part
the second
one.
Is
part
the
three is the best one.
Oh, fuck it. I want to be different.
No, this is. I have listened to. Part two used to be my favorite, but then I listened to it too much and I got sick of it, so now I like.
I like
it's
part
about
one.
Education system.
I like part one, so.
No. Nobody likes part one. That's not a real
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
That's not real.
Yeah, see, this is grouping.
No, because I haven't listened to part two and three.
You haven't. Part two is the famous one. Part two is the one that everybody has listened to.
In the wall.
Damn, then I might just
all
be thinking of part two.
And
I might be thinking of part two. I'm definitely thinking
wall.
Of part two then.
Hey, teacher, leave those kids alone. Like that.
Yeah.
Now
yeah. Well, how did Moment have the best hits?
What is your favorite Dark to the Moon song?
I
recognize the song way before you guys started actually singing it.
I'm not that of a rock and roll guy.
Dark Side of the Moon is like the most famous album cover, I think, of rock.
Yeah, because it's just a really cool album cover.
It's a cool-ass album cover.
Dude, look at
the Wall's album cover kind of sucks.
Look at my because
it's a wall.
It's very basic. I have the widest music taste. That's just true.
I have the
narrowest.
What do
you mean widest?
It includes the most genres.
Okay, sure. Maybe.
That's just fact.
I think Parham is actually right there.
This is all the rock songs. It's very basic.
Parham, like, he
next
likes
rock,
he likes rap, he likes country, he likes classical music.
Sure.
Waiting for his dubstep phase.
Oh, Hmong, don't forget
yeah,
Mongolian
like, I don't
throat
know.
Singing.
Mongolian
very
throat
like,
singing.
These are not
my rock
dude, that's just not
like
real.
Like,
Mongolian throat singing is good, though.
Okay, buddy.
It sounds good.
You guys just lie and say it's good. It's not good. Everyone knows that sound.
Have you listened to Mongolian throat singing?
Yeah.
I have.
It's good.
It's great.
It's not good.
I have one right here. I have to find it.
Where can we move on to the next topic? How did we get here? How did we get here?
Where's the Mongolian? That's the
we're just going.
It's actually fire
okay.
song.
Our path
Wolf
to discussions is literally like a like an
Mongolian
accident.
I'm going to need to be leaving soon.
We remember right. the beginning and
we're
the
also
end. We
at like an hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I did it down to 5 minutes.
We're ending right now?
Alright, that's it.
This is kind of shit.
horrible.
So you edit it down to just the part where I'm getting owned in the first discussion.
No.